This is TWiT.
Russia is having its elections right now. Of course, it'll be, guess who, winning. There's not a lot of opposition, and Russia was able to remove most of the opposition candidates. But the well-known opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, had an app that was on Google and Android, Android and Apple, that helped you find alternative candidates to the party candidates, the United Russia candidates. That app disappeared from Google and Apple at the request of the Russian government. Now, I understand, you know, you work, you do business in a country, you have to adhere to the country's laws. Any thoughts about that? Should Google and Apple have grow a spine, or are they just doing what they have to do?
What was the exact reason they were told?
Russian authorities say the app is illegal.
And the counter thought is illegal.
Yes. Yeah. And threatened to prosecute. See, one thing totalitarian regimes do now is insist that you have employees in country so that you can threaten to prosecute the local employees.
And they're essentially blackmailed into it, sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah. A person familiar with Google's decision said the authorities had named specific individuals who would face prosecution. And Google said, okay, fine. Google has more than 100 employees in the country. So this app was really designed to create a protest vote against Mr. Putin. Mr. Putin, that's what the New York Times calls him. I call him Vladdy. Vladdy's United Russia Party. Telegram also pulled down the channel for Navalny, but it's interesting they didn't do it until the election started, and Pavel Durov said, "Look, we don't have much choice because Google or Apple will pull us down," and so they are the 100-pound gorillas in this, and we just have to 100-pound. What? How heavy is the gorilla? 600-pound.
A lot.
600 pounds, I believe.
Is that how many? 500? 600? It's big.
800 pounds, maybe.
800?
800 pounds.
Do I hear 900? Did you Google it? 800-pound gorilla in this. Isn't that funny? I don't remember how heavy the gorilla was.
A 100-pound gorilla would be like a real lightweight.
You punch it in the nose and you move on. Durov also had a good excuse because he actually, to Telegram's credit, put off taking the smart voting chatbot down until the elections had begun. And Russia does have an election silence law, which is a reasonable law saying you can't campaign once the elections begin. I think we have a similar law in the United States.
Yeah.
So he was at least showed a little spine, but he also said he's following Apple and Google, which, quote, dictate the rules of the game to developers like us. But he said the blocking of applications by Apple and Google, by the way, Durov knows he's Russian. In fact, was forced. He was the Mark Zuckerberg of Russia. Had a Facebook clone that was basically he was forced to sell to the Russian government. Left the country and started Telegram. He said the blocking of applications by Apple and Google creates a dangerous precedent that will affect freedom of speech in Russia and around the world.
Oh, man,
what do you do?
What do you do?
All I can say is Alexei Navalny is like the most savage dude in the world.
Yes.
They've literally tried to poison this guy. They've tried to assassinate him multiple times, and he just will not stop.
He's in the gulag right now, starving.
I know. He was on a hunger strike, and then they force fed him. I just can't imagine the amount of, spine that he has, considering kidding. How many things that they have tried to do to him. And now I guess he's well known enough that they don't, they sort of don't want a martyr syndrome with him. So they're a little bit afraid of him. But I mean, this guy is like their worst nightmare, and they have to sort of do these kinds of things to limit his influence, because I think they're truly starting to get worried. They wouldn't have taken an action like this unless they were really concerned, right? And so in one sense, I guess the best thing you can say about this is like he continues to to agitate and really make a difference and growing, I think, some name for himself as opposition leader. And I'm really pretty amazed at the chutzpah.
Well, and to be fair to the social media, one of the ways Navalny gets the word out, he's got 6 million YouTube subscribers and 2 million Twitter followers. So he benefits. I mean, this is a true benefit of social media.
As Harry was saying,
And YouTube is, I believe, relatively uncensored in Russia. But there's a lot of a concern that now that these companies have bowed on these apps that will embolden Putin to lock down stuff that he has not locked down until now. I also think it's interesting that there is this one example of a company saying, no, we're not going to participate in this. We're going to leave your country. And that's Google in China, which happened years ago. And neither Google nor anybody else has really followed that path in any other instance, even though Russia is a lot less important to these companies than China is as a manufacturing base and a customer base.
Maybe that's what Apple and Google should do, just leave Russia. It's not a huge market for them.
No.
On the other hand, it's not their job to solve the world's problems. That's what governments are for. I don't know why all the burden is on Google and Apple to fix Russia.
Hopefully it's their job not to enable the bad guys to do bad stuff.
Exactly.
Though.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think that's it. And it's a lot of big questions that all the tech companies have to think about too. Think of how they exist in China. I mean, Google was out of China for a while and then went back. Right. And how do these companies all kind of justify themselves? Apple's workforce in China too, there were connections to, you know, the Uyghur Muslim workforce, basically indentured slaves that China is gathering in, you know, in Shenzhen, Xinjiang. So there is a lot of stuff that these companies have never had to deal with before. And again, it's sort of like the downside of social media. It's like, oh, we got to ask harder questions now because we've never been in this situation before.